弟兄领我哋唱呢一首好似咁兴奋嘅一首嘅诗歌。
I really thank the Lord that our brother led us to sing this such an exciting song.
啊，实在系嘅。当我哋每一次呢听到讲到主耶稣再翻嚟嘅时候，我哋系非常嘅兴奋。
At each time we hear and we speak of the return of the Lord, we are in great excitement.
因为呢个系我哋一直嚟嘅盼望同埋等候。
Because this is all along our hope of His return.
照着我自己本人嗰个嘅计划呢，应该今日同弟兄姊妹交通出埃及记喺摩西嘅身上边学嘅一个功课。
According to my original plan or schedule, I was to share about Moses in the book of Exodus.
但系唔知点解里边有个感动，我愿意同弟兄姊妹交通接登落嚟加前书。
But I had a moving from within to share with brothers and sisters from the book of 1 Thessalonians.
咁又因着我哋查经班各班都系讲到。都读到帖撒罗尼迦前书。
And our Bible study group is also studying right now the book of 1 Thessalonians.
你又或者会问，大家都读了，仲讲嚟做咩啊？
You might be thinking, well, we are already sharing on that Bible study. Well, why do you need to share, speak on that?
我盼望我今日嘅交通系俾大家好似，或者一个大纲啊，或者系一个 summary 啊，咁样嚟到听呢一堂嘅读。
And so for me, perhaps we can look at today's message as a summary or an outline of the book of 1 Thessalonians.
所以愿意早上先同弟兄姊妹读几节圣经，咁所以我今日都系要讲下呢个题目啦吓，主再来。
So I want to start first with reading some of scripture this morning and speak on the topic of the return of the Lord.
不过我哋先读几处嘅圣经，都系喺《帖撒罗尼迦前书》嘅第一处喺第一章第十节。
We'll read some passages off from the book of 1 Thessalonians. The first one is found in chapter 1, verse 10.
都揾到吓，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章第十节。等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位，救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 10, and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath to come.
第二处的圣经是第二章的第四节。
The second passage we'll be turning to is chapter 2 verse 4。
第四节话，但神既验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那测验我们心的神喜欢。
Chapter 2, verse 4, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak not as pleasing men, but God who examines our hearts.
第三处喺第四章第一节。
And the third passage is found in chapter 4, verse 1.
Yeah. 弟兄们，我还有话说，我们靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们，你们既受了我们的教训，知道该怎样行，可以讨神的喜悦，就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励。
Chapter 4, verse 1. Finally then, brethren, we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us instruction as to how you ought to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you excel still more.
Now, 最后一处在第五章的二十三节。
The last passage is found in chapter 5, verse 23.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
Chapter 5 verse 23, Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
请我们低头祈祷。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们又来到你的面前。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you once again we can come before your presence.
主啊，我哋到你嘅面前，因为我哋爱你。
We come before your presence because we love you.
因为我哋 要喺度彼此嘅嚟勉励，而等候你嘅再嚟。
And we want to come before you, encourage one another, and to wait upon your return.
求主将一个爱慕想喺我哋嘅里边。
Lord, may you place a love within our hearts.
叫我哋唔单止希望主你嘅再嚟，而且真系愿意成为你再嚟嘅一个根据。
That not only do we would desire your return, but we would have an assurance of your return.
求主恩待我哋。
Lord, may you deal kindly with us.
保守我哋呢段嘅时间。
That you would keep us in this time ahead.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
相信弟兄姊妹喺你唔淨止係讀過第一章嘅咯，我知道好多班已經讀完第二章嘅。
And I believe that we've already perhaps finished chapter 1, and I know some groups are already entering in chapter 2.
亦都好多嘅讀聖經嘅弟兄們咧、前輩們咧，都話咁話俾我哋聽。
And many of brethren that came before have said this.
就係我哋讀聖呢個帖撒羅尼加前書嘅之後。
That when after you finish reading First Thessalonians,
都會話俾我哋聽帖撒羅尼加前書嘅嗰、那個主題，就係頭先領講嘅 theme 係主再嚟。
That just as our brother shared earlier, that the theme of First Thessalonians is the return of the Lord.
因為喺每一章嘅帖撒羅尼加書嘅裏邊咧，都幾乎提到主會再翻嚟。
Because in each chapter in the book of First Thessalonians, it mentions the return of the Lord.
正如頭先我哋第一個聖經裏邊講嘅第一章第十節，我哋而家等候嘅係主嘅再翻嚟。
Just as it said in chapter 1 verse 10, it said we wait for his return.
但係問題就係話喺我哋讀入去咧，我哋又唔發覺到保羅同帖撒羅尼加嘅弟兄姊妹講啦，主係點樣嚟啊？好一啲嘅詳細嘅程序，好似讀啟示錄咁樣一樣。
But we find as we read deeper into it, Paul doesn't mention the details of how the Lord is to return, not like in Revelation.
因此我喺神嘅面前有一個睇見係話。冇錯，呢本書係講主嘅再嚟。
And so as I read more, I see that yes, this is speaks about the return of the Lord.
但係主題唔係講主點樣嚟。
But the main theme is not regarding how the Lord returns.
而係講我哋呢班讀聖經嘅人點樣預備佢嘅再翻嚟。
But it speaks on how we are to prepare as we wait for his return.
所以如果你話呢一卷嘅書係講主再嚟嘅，都啱，不過啱一半啦。
So if you were to say that this book is about the return of the Lord, you're correct, halfway.
呢本書係話俾佢講俾我哋聽，我哋睇到前邊呢一個嘅情景，主會再翻嚟，咁我哋點樣去預備啊？
It speaks on how we see before us the return of the Lord. So then how are we to prepare now?
所以呢我就今朝早用呢幾點嚟同弟兄姊妹交通。
And so I wanted to share brothers and sisters on these few points.
就第一點就係講保羅點解寫呢封嘅信。
And the first point is why Paul decided to write this letter.
第二點就我哋點樣去預備見主。
The second point is how we are readying ourselves to see the Lord.
然后第三点是那一个荣耀的盼望在那里等候着我们。
The third point is that hope of glory that awaits us.
保罗在帖撒罗尼加是用了三个安息日在那里建立这个聚会的地方。
So Paul established the church in Thessalonica using three Sabbaths.
咁詳細嘅情形咧，弟兄姊妹，你翻去睇《使徒行傳》第十六、十七、十八呢三章嘅聖經。
If you want to know the full detail, full picture of it, you can go back and read the Book of Acts, chapter 16, 17, 18.
咁咧，你就會好清楚咁樣知道 帖撒羅尼迦嘅聚會係點樣建立起上嚟。
And you can see very clearly how the church at Thessalonica was established.
但係最後嘅時候，因為環境上邊，被保羅有好多嘅逼迫，所以佢唔能夠再停留喺嗰度。
But because of the persecution around that time that Paul faced, he was not able to stay there.
但係保羅離開咗佢哋之後呢？
But after Paul left the church there,
佢係非常嘅掛念佢哋。
He thought very much of them.
同時呢，嗰度嘅地方，帖撒羅尼迦嘅弟兄姊妹嘅當中，亦都同時受到一啲嘅迫害，喺政治上面嘅迫害。
And at the same time, the brethren at the church of Thessalonica were also facing some political persecution.
於是呢，保羅就派呢提摩太翻去嗰度嚟探望佢哋。
And so Paul sent Timothy to visit the church there.
唔單止探望佢哋，係堅固佢哋，鼓勵佢哋。
But not only to visit them, but to encourage and to strengthen them.
所以呢，後來提摩太翻嚟嘅時候呢，係帶住一個非常嘅鼓舞嘅信息嘅。
And so when Timothy returned to Paul, he brought a great message of encouragement.
Encouragement. 知道呢，帖撒羅尼迦嘅弟兄姊妹唔冇因着迫害或者係其他嘅難處呢，退後失去見證。
And he brought news back that they did not lose their testimony because of the persecution.
反而呢，更加喺迫害嘅當中，更加熱心，更加嘅顯出佢哋嘅愛同埋傳福音。
But through that persecution, they showed their love and were able to share the gospel.
唯有一件事情令到佢哋裏邊有啲嘅沮喪，或者有啲嘅誤會。
But there was one matter that they had a misunderstanding upon.
就係關乎主自己嘅再嚟。
And that was the matter of the return of the Lord.
因為佢哋對主再翻嚟嗰個真理呢， 係有啲嘅誤解，
because they had some misunderstandings of the truth of the return of the Lord.
所以佢哋裏邊仲係仍然有啲嘅隱憂喺度。
And so within their hearts, they had a little bit of uncertainty.
嗱，佢又就好似呢，佢哋當中有啲人過咗身。
And for example, there perhaps were some that had passed away.
咁當佢哋就諗啊。 佢哋係為佢哋悲哀，為佢哋憂愁，但係同時亦都為佢哋驚慌。
And so when someone would pass away, the brethren there would have sorrow and be sad for them and also have some fear.
因為佢哋唔知道，如果主再翻嚟嘅時候，呢啲死咗嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋將來會點樣被提呢？會唔會被提呢？咁。
So they had a question in their hearts. So if the brethren who passed away, who died before the return of the Lord, what would happen to these brethren? Would they be raptured?
咁啊，呢個係一個問題。另外咧，就係話佢哋都覺得主就翻嚟噶啦。That
was one particular question, and another issue they had was, well, with the Lord's return.
好似頭先我哋查經班嗰，我哋都交通過。 主都翻嚟咯，你等佢又翻嚟，你唔等佢又翻嚟噶喎。
We had a question in our Bible study when someone mentioned that, well, he's going to return. You wait for his return, he'll return, and if you don't do anything when he's still going to return.
咁我哋系咪今日又照常生活咧，定话点样咧？
So how ought we to live? Should we just go about our daily business?
咁啊，因此有啲嘅信徒就误解咗啦吓。 呢個係我唔喺我哋嘅控制嘅底下。And
so some believers had a misunderstanding which is out of our control.
哦，又因為講愛弟兄啊。And
also speaks of loving one another.
所以咧，佢哋乜嘢工都唔做。And
so that they would just do nothing.
成為咗佢哋嘅寄生蟲啊。That
they would be like a parasite.
咁所以喺佢哋中間有一啲咁樣嘅誤解喺嗰度。And
so there were some misunderstandings among them.
因此保羅就針對佢哋呢啲咁樣嘅情況同埋咁樣嘅思想呢， 一方面寫信回去稱許他們的信心和他們的工作。
And so Paul wanted to address these questions and also to encourage them.
一方面呢，解釋主的再來，可以希望解除他們心中的疑難。
To explain a little bit more of the return of the Lord to answer some of the questions they may have.
同時呢，也都指導他們怎樣去過一個聖潔的生活，等候主的再回來。
As well as to instruct them on how to live a holy life before the return of the Lord.
在这个书信的里面呢，我们看见保罗讲了很多的说话。
We see in this letter that Paul wrote many words.
譬如讲到主会再回来了。
The return of the Lord.
主再回来的时候，这班人是怎样的生活。
How you ought to live while you wait for the return of the Lord.
这个生活的态度的指导啊，有很多的语句。
A lot of words regarding how we ought to conduct ourselves in the direction that we ought to live our lives.
我自己在这一卷的书的里面呢，就发觉到保罗是用一个新的名词。
And I find that in this particular letter, Paul uses a new term.
这个名词呢，不是等候主的再来。
And he doesn't use the term to wait on the return of the Lord.
这个名词叫做讨神的喜悦。
He uses to pleasing to God, how to please God.
我应该以后我再慢慢再交通，这个就是刚才我们读第二章的第四节，第四章的第一节。
This is what we read earlier in chapter 2 and also chapter 4, to please God.
讨主喜悦的生活。
Pleasing to God.
我讲第二点，如何的迎见主的面。
And I'll speak on the second point now, how to be ready for the return of the Lord. So I can bring it back to my topic.
我相信不用我在这里讲，我们都大家都识的了，其实你讲得更好过我，当如何迎见主的面。
I probably don't even need to speak on this. How are we to be ready for the Lord's return? Brothers and sisters know well.
我记得呢，我细个嗰时候。
I remember when I was a child, younger.
因为我个爸爸呢，就喺菲律宾做生意。
My father was doing business in the Philippines.
咁佢就唔系成日翻嚟噶。
So he was not always at home.
甚至不是说每个 weekend 都回来的。
He could say that he was not home every weekend.
但他是好几个月才回来一次。
He would be home once every few months.
有时呢成半年才回来一次。
Even to the point of 6 months, half a year.
那我和他的关系呢，就不是因为不是经常见。
And my relationship with my father because we don't see each other that often.
咁啊，嗰个关系唔系话非常嘅好。
So we were not that close.
但系我知道佢系我爸爸，佢系知道我系仔。
I know he was my father and he knew I was his son.
So Michael 嗰阵时未出世嘅，所以只有我一个仔。
And at that time, my brother Michael was not yet born. It was just me alone.
咁所以我對佢嘅印象呢，又生疏，但係又親切。
So for me, the relationship was one close, but it also there was a distance to it.
所以我同佢見面嗰個心情呢，就係一面又興奮，一面又戰驚。
So when I saw him, at the same time, I was feeling I was excited to see him, but I was also a little bit fearful.
興奮咧，就係因為我唔係成日見佢啊嘛，佢久不久先見一次。
I was excited because I didn't see him that often, so I was very excited to see him.
戰驚嘅就係咧
，but I was a little bit fearful because
因為佢每一次翻嚟咧都要查我嘅成績表。
Each time he came back and I saw him, he wanted to know my grades, how I was doing.
Yes, he'll read my report card.
He wanted to see my report card.
咁你知嗰陣時，成績唔係話太好嘅。
And at that time, my grades were not that good.
我都唔敢講俾弟兄姊妹聽我嘅成績。
I don't want to make mention of my grades.
所以呢，當我知道我爸爸會翻嚟嘅時候
，So when I knew each time that my father would return，
我就會努力啲。
I would try a lot harder.
但係佢唔喺度咧。咁我又輕鬆啲。
And I knew he wasn't coming back anytime soon, so I would relax a little bit.
所以係咁樣嘅。
So that was my mentality.
今日我想諗，我哋基督徒等主翻嚟嗰個心境咧，會唔會係咁樣咧
？And so I think to myself, are we as Christians, do we have that same mentality today?
我哋知道我哋嘅父神，我哋嘅主耶穌，佢好快翻嚟。
We know that our Lord, our Father, is returning home, returning soon.
呢個唔係講下呃你嘅喎，又唔係話就咁講下算數嘅噃。
We don't just say this, to say.
係實實在在嘅一件事。
We know this is an surety.
我哋知道主會翻嚟，一定翻嚟，實情要會翻嚟嘅。
We know He will return. We know, it's a certain thing.
冇走雞㗎嚇，講
咩 ？It's no make no mistake。
雖然你諗住，哎呀唔使啦，唔使翻啦，但係都係會翻㗎。
Maybe thinking about no need to come back, Lord, no need to come back, but He will return。
我哋對佢嘅認識可能係生疏嘅。
And perhaps we have we're not that familiar, we're a little bit distant。
咁但係我哋同佢嗰個關係咧，係父子嘅關係嘛。
But we do have that father-son relationship。
你唔能夠話唔能夠話太過生疏，一定係有一啲嘅愛嘅關係喺中間。
No matter how distant you might feel, there is still love there.
所以我哋對主嘅再翻嚟，一定，如果你真係信主嘅，對主嘅翻嚟，一定係有一個盼望，一定係有一個渴望嘅。
That if you believe in the return of the Lord, you will have this hope.
而且咧，等咗咁耐啊，好似頭先我哋唱嗰啲詩歌。哇！佢幾興奮啊，唱得。
Just as we sang in that song earlier, the hymn, how excited we were for his return.
但係問題就係話。
But the question is.
當我哋翻，我主翻嚟嘅時候，我哋要經過一個叫做咩啊？基督台前嘅審判。
That when the Lord returns, we have to face a judgment before His throne.
呢個就係叫我哋震驚嘅一點啊！
This is the point in which we have that little bit of fear.
就好似咧，我要俾拎嗰個成績表俾老豆睇咁樣嘅一個心情。
Just as I had to bring that report card to my father, that same fear.
我相信唔使再多講啦。
I don't need to mention more about
that. 所以嗱，翻翻嚟，乜嘢係主嘅再嚟呢？
And we come back to what is the meaning of the Lord's return.
我時時都會問啊，嚇，乜嘢係主嘅再嚟
？I often ask, what does it mean the Lord is coming back?
咁啊，呢個唔使再講啦嚇，你大家都知道。
We know that already. Everybody knows. We don't need to speak further.
然後我會再又會問，咁你預備好未啊
？Then my second question would be, oh, are you ready?
你預備好未啊
？Are you ready?
你估最熱門嘅答案係咩啦
？What is the most popular answer to this question? Are you ready?
讓我問啊問啊問啊，阿 Kai， 你最咩 ？Wake up! Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Ready to wake up 啊？唔係啊 ，Ready to answer my question?
Are you ready to answer a question?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for this question? Here's a question for you.
Are you ready? Okay. 最熱門的答案就是未預備好啊。有沒有人說你預備好啊？好像Kai那樣，他說okay啊，okay，我不知道什麼意思啊。
The most popular response to the question, are you ready, is actually, we are not ready.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
朱伯 ，Are you ready？ 係指住你啊！
預備好未？
預備好啦！哎，感謝主。
He's ready. He's ready.
Very good. 預備好，但唔想跌倒，我唔知點解。我話俾你聽，最熱門嘅嗰、那個嗰、那個嘅、那個、問題。你預備好未啊？通常嘅人都話我未預備好。
And the most popular response to that question, "Are you ready?" Most people will answer, "I am not ready."
即使你真係預備好咧，你都唔敢話我預備好啦咁樣啊。
Even if you think that you're ready, you would, you wouldn't want to say that you are ready.
然後第二個嘅答案咧就係話我預備緊啊。
And the second most popular question, "Well, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready."
但係就係未預備好。
But I'm not quite there yet. I'm not quite ready.
我今日喺度問弟兄姊妹，你預備好未啊
？So I ask brothers and sisters today, are you ready?
你預備好未呢
？Are you ready?
你係點樣預備啊
？So we ask, how do we be ready?
你係點樣預備？即使你未預備好，但你點樣預備法呢
？So if you're not ready, then how are you preparing yourself?
啊？你點樣預備法
？How do we prepare ourselves?
我唔會指你哋啦。
No more.
唔使驚，唔使驚。
Okay. Don't be afraid. We're not going to point any more questions.
亦都有一個好熱門嘅答案嘅。
But there are some popular answers.
最熱門嗰個答案就係話：我點樣去預備見主呢？我快啲去傳福音咯。
So one answer that most people will answer with is that, well, I want to prepare myself to meet the Lord, so I will go preach the gospel. I'll share the gospel.
咁第二個最熱門嘅答案。
And the second most popular question, answer.
我讀多啲聖經，我多啲祈禱，我多啲聚會。
Well, how do I prepare myself to get ready? Well, I'll pray more, I'll read the Bible more, I'll go to more meetings.
呢個好積極嘅一個答案。
And this is a very active answer.
但係同時咧，亦都有啲消極嘅答案。
At the same time, there are some more passive reasons answers.
就係，咁我乜都唔做啦，橫掂都係嚟噶啦。
做啦。Well. If I do nothing, he'll still come, so I can just sit back and relax and do nothing to prepare.
好似我孫咁樣，我孫佢啊，我哋問佢，你最中意食咩啊
？And so, just like the other day, I asked my grandson, "Well, what's your favorite thing to eat?"
咁佢話 MCD.
And so he said MCD. Three letters.
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Mickey D's. 細路哥就 McDonald's.
McDonald's.
咁但係我話。你阿媽唔俾你食嘅喎。
I told him, well, your mom doesn't like you eating that stuff.
但佢話 ，Oh, that's okay. She'll get over it.
She'll get over it.
佢話，唔緊要啦，佢一下就過咗去。
It'll pass. You'll forget about it.
我哋有啲時候，我哋等候主嘅再嚟都會咁樣嘅。Let's get over it.
Sometimes we feel that way with the return of the Lord. He'll get over it.
你係咪咁樣弟兄姊妹？
Is that how we feel, brothers and sisters?
冇錯，如果我哋話去傳福音，呢個係對嘅。
Yes, if we say, well, to ready ourselves, we go share the gospel, correct?
其實傳福音係得時不得時都要傳嘅。
In fact, to share the gospel, we should do it in season and out.
唔係話因為等候主再嚟先，然後傳福音啊！
And it's not because we are trying to ready ourselves for the return of the Lord that we go and preach the gospel.
哦，並且咧，傳福音係主嘅命令嚟噶嘛。
In fact, it is the Lord's commandment to share the word.
主話你哋要去使万民作我嘅门徒。
That you must make disciples of all the nations to be my disciples.
呢個係工作嘅範圍。
This is part of what we ought to do.
係我哋嘅本分。
This is part of our duty.
係我哋應該負嘅責任。
It's what we one of responsibilities that we bear.
但係從貼身落嚟加傳書嘅裏邊
，But within the book of the letter to the Thessalonians，
弟兄姊妹，我哋睇遍貼身落嚟加前後書。
And when we read both First and Second Thessalonians，
我都睇唔到呢。保羅話：嗱，你要等下主再嚟啊嘛！嗱，第一件又做呢件，第二人又做呢件，第三又做呢件，咁做完曬呢啲啦。
So nowhere in these two books does the Lord say, well, first you need to do this, second you need to do this, third and fourth, and after you do all these things, the Lord will return.
但我阿媽嗰陣時咧就同我講， 你唔使咁驚㗎，你爸爸翻嚟，第一你就唔好懶，第二就要翻學做功課，然後攞到好嘅成績，咁咪唔驚咯。
And my mom used to tell me, don't be afraid when your dad comes up. All you have to do is these things. Do not be lazy. Go to school. Get good grades. Then you don't have to be afraid.
但做那些事是应付那个恐惧而已。
Doing all those things is just to deal with that fear you may have.
跟等候主和你怎样预备见主不一样，不是同一件事情来的。
It's a different matter when we speak of how we ought to wait for the return of the Lord.
因此我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候，
when we read the entire book of First Thessalonians，
是讲人应该活在一个等候主再来的应有的一个态度的上面。
That we ought to live with this attitude, the correct attitude on how to wait for the Lord's return.
他是没有将一些规矩、规条摆在我们的面前。
He didn't write down a bunch of rules that we need to follow.
他是将那个重点放在我们这个人的德性的操练的上面。
The emphasis is placed on the overcoming nature that we need to have.
正如保罗同提摩太劝勉佢嘅时候，佢话你要操练乜嘢？敬虔。
Just as Paul, when he encouraged Timothy, he said you must exercise in godliness.
Yeah. 同一个原则嘅啫。
Same principle.
所以呢，喺睇先，系啦。提摩太前书第四章嗰度就话：你唔好做，跟住呢个世界嚟做其他嘅嘢，乃系要操练你自己。
In First Timothy, it tells Paul tells Timothy, do not follow the things of this world. You must exercise yourself.
乃系要操练身体，操练身体即益处还少，唯独操练敬虔，凡事都系益处。点解呢？因为有今生和来生嘅应许。
It says in verse 8, for bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having a promise of the life that is now and of that which is to come.
So, 不是那个操练的目的是今生和来生的应许。
To the purpose of that exercise is not just for the life that is now, but that which is to come as well.
同时呢，劝勉提多的时候亦都是讲同样的说话。
When he gave encouragement to Titus, he used the same words.
除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔到日，等候那个盼望的福，并且等候至大的神在我们救主耶稣基督显现的时候，就是说主再回来的时候，那个才是我们要面对的。
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, meaning that day in which he will return.
所以弟兄姊妹，原来预备主的再回来不是一条教条。
So, brothers and sisters, readying yourself for the return of the Lord is not following a bunch of rules.
而是我们今日今生的目的。
But it is our pursuit today in our life.
预备主的再来也不是一个理念。
Readying, preparing yourself for the Lord's return is not a theory.
而是一个新的生命的活着。
But it's living out of a new life.
所以再讲主的预备主的再来不是一件的工作。
So when we speak about waiting on the return of the Lord, it's not a specific work that we need to do.
而是我们今生的德行的操练。
But it is to exercise
moral excellence.
Unto moral excellence.
甚至我再复习一次啊。
Perhaps I'll repeat that one more time.
预备主的再来不是一个教条。
to ready yourself for the Lord's return is not a rule, to follow a rule. It is a goal.
預備主個再來唔係一個理念。
Waiting on readying yourself for the return of the Lord is not a theory, but it's a living out of a new life. Readying yourself for the return of the Lord is not a work, it is an exercise into moral excellency. So we'll turn now to that godliness that we spoke about. So in First Thessalonians, Paul uses the word, uses the term to please God.
So he himself 先作了一個這樣的榜樣。
Therefore, he himself used this example.
第二章的第三、第四那兩節。
In chapter 2, verses 2,
3, and 4. 他說神既然驗中了我們,就是說他自己,還有他的同工。
He used himself as an example, him and his co-worker.
他說神既然驗中了我們,將福音托付給我們,我們就這樣說,不是 要討人的喜歡,乃是要什麼?討那察驗我們心的神歡喜。
But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak not as pleasing men, but God who examines our hearts.
第二次他要講的時候就是第四章的第一節。
The second time he uses that term is in chapter 4, verse 1.
他說我靠著主耶穌求你們,勸你們,你們既然接受了我們的教訓,什麼教訓?保羅他們的教訓。 知道該怎樣行,行什麼呢? 討神的喜歡,喜悅。
As we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us instruction as how you ought to walk and to please who? To please God.
因此弟兄姊妹,怎樣預備好來見主呢?
So therefore, brothers and sisters, how do we prepare to meet the Lord?
不是我們今天去搞一些活動。
It's not some activity or event that we would arrange.
不是我們要去做一些任何的聚會。
Or to do anything, to make a special event, a meeting.
也不是單單傳福音。
And it's not simply or just not spreading the gospel alone.
更不是單單去參加特會。
And it's not simply a matter of attending a conference.
預備見主的面是要求我們要有一個討神喜悅的生活的見證。
And to wait upon the return of the Lord is to have a testimony that is pleasing to God.
我不知道 我有沒有表達得清楚?
I'm not sure if I was able to express this clearly.
但我知道呢, 怎樣的生活才是叫做討神喜悅的生活?
But I think there is a life that can be expressed that is pleasing to God.
從這五章的聖經裡面,
From these five chapters in the Bible,
我自己歸納到有三樣。
There are three things that I see within these chapters.
弟兄姊妹,如果你再細心地去研讀, 可能你會有更大的亮光,更多的體見。
Perhaps if you look, brothers and sisters, if you look deeper into this, these chapters, you can have even more light and you can see more of detail.
那些討神喜悅的生活,
the life that is pleasing to God,
是神所喜悅的,
is one that God desires.
而且神是豐富的,
our God is abundant.
不僅止三樣,
it's more than these three.
那第一件是什麼呢?
What's the first one?
主給我所看見的第一件,要作一個禱告的人。
The first matter that the Lord has shown me is to be a prayer warrior.
然後第二個就是彼此相愛。
And the second thing is to love one another.
最後就是過聖潔的生活。
And the third is to sanctify, live a sanctified love, life.
因為保羅自己呢, 是作了一個榜樣這樣給我們看見。
Because Paul himself gave himself as an example.
他自己先是作了一個禱告的人。
He himself was one who prayed.
所以第一章第二節,
So we see in chapter 1 verse 2,
我們為你們眾人常常感謝神,禱告的時候提到你們,在神我們父神的面前,不住的紀念你們。
We give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work.
哇,你看見保羅,他的心胸是多麼的寬廣。
We see how what he had in his heart, how great and wide his heart was.
他所顧念的並不是說,哎呀,我現在受逼迫了,主啊,救我,不用讓我受苦了。
His prayer wasn't, oh, I'm facing such persecution, Lord, take me out of this persecution.
我現在落在難處裡面,怎麼辦呢?主啊,我不開心,救我。
His prayers weren't to the Lord, I'm in such difficulty right now, Lord, save me, I'm not happy.
他的心是向着神的儿女们的。
His heart was towards the children of God.
所以他所顾念的不是少数。
He was not thinking of the minority.
甚至是自己,
or even himself.
或者是某一个人,
or any particular person.
而是众人。
But he was thinking of all.
他对帖撒罗尼迦的, 弟兄姊妹有负担。
He had a burden for the brethren in Thessalonica.
他对各处的弟兄姊妹都有负担。
He had a burden for all brethren throughout the nations.
对所有神的儿女们都有负担。
He had a burden for all of the children of God.
因此你看见他很多的书信上面，他都说：我祷告纪念你们。
And so you'll see oftentimes in his letters, I will remember you in prayer.
不单止纪念，他说常常的感谢神。
That not only remembering them in prayer, but constantly being in his mind.
很多时候我们都说没什么记性的，尤其是年纪老了，哎呀，忘记了。
And for us, as nowadays, especially for those who are getting a little bit older, we tend to forget things.
但是保罗,他不是这样。
But Paul, he was not like that.
他对帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹有负担。
He had a burden for the brethren in Thessalonica.
他的祷告也是真诚。
And his prayer was heartfelt.
他的祷告也是因着那个负担,真是那个大爱。
And because of this burden, the love he had in his heart, he placed it forward.
在他里面满了爱。
And within it was full of love.
那个是什么爱呢?
What was that love?
对神的爱。
The love towards God.
刚才我们在曾经班里面已经讲过, 你对神越有爱, 对神的儿女就越多的爱。
And we shared this earlier in our Bible study group, that if you have more love, the more love you have for God, the more love you'll have for brothers and sisters.
我都常常说,妈妈为什么经常叫你出街的时候穿多件衣服?
So I often will say, well, why does your mom always tell you to wear an extra jacket when you go outdoors?
明明都不是下雨的,你又要带遮啊。
Even they might say, bring an umbrella, even though it might not be raining.
为什么?
Why is that?
啰嗦咯,是吧?
They tend to nag, right, moms?
是不是这样啊?
Is that true?
叫你驾车小心啊。
That when you drive, be careful when you're out driving.
其实他不讲这句,你小不小心?
Even if
没什么问题的。
If she never said that, you would still be careful, right?
为什么啊?
So why does she say
为什么是妈妈叫你啊,
that?
为什么是妈妈叫你啊,又不是第二个人叫你呢?
Why is it your mother tells you to do that? That it's not somebody else telling you to do that.
因为妈妈对你有爱。
Because your mother loves you.
所以才这么啰嗦。
That's why she nags you a little bit sometimes.
那个爱是真的。
Because that love is real.
不是假的。
It's not fake.
是实实在在的嘛。
It is true.
因为那个爱的缘故,所以她变成这么啰嗦。
It's because of this love that she will constantly tell you to do something.
因为爱的缘故,所以那个不是装假的。
It's this love. This love is not fake.
因为假的东西不会长久的。
Because things that are not real, they will not last.
叫你小心啊,下个礼拜又说, 小咩心啊？你都係撞車啦。
If she said it this to you this week, oh, be careful, and the next week she doesn't care, then that's not real love.
所以佢唔單止係常常，佢係不住嘅地紀念佢哋。
That remembering you always, constantly.
不住嘅紀念佢哋。
Constantly remembering.
其實咧，弟兄姊妹，你知道保羅當時咧，佢人喺喺哥林多嘅。
At that time, Paul, physically, he was in Corinth.
但是他的心他在帖撒罗尼加。
But his heart was with the brethren at Thessalonica.
其实他可以放低我都离开了你们的事啊。好像有些人跟我说你们 local 的事情不关我事。
He could have simply said, well, I'm away from there. I'm not going to deal with it there locally.
但是因为里面那个爱。
But because of the love he had within,
佢不住嘅嚟纪念，佢喺嗰度作一个祷告嘅人。
That constantly bearing them in mind through prayer.
冇受时间，冇受空间、地域嘅限制。
It was not bound by time or limited by time space.
佢自己系咁样样，我哋睇到最尾嘅第五章嘅时候，咪讲啊，常常喜乐咩啊？不住祷告，凡事谢恩。呢个系劝勉弟兄姊妹嘅。
Just as he encourages us at the end of chapter 5 that we would pray without ceasing。
所以保罗就系咁样嘅一个嘅心态，咁样嘅生活，活喺主嘅面前嚟预备主嘅再嚟。
And that was the mentality that he had waiting upon the Lord。
然后第二点，点样预备主嘅再嚟呢？
And the second point on how to wait while waiting upon the return of the Lord is to love one another.
我相信你知道咩叫爱。
I believe we all know what love is.
亦都知道咩叫彼此相爱。
We know what it means to love one another.
但系圣经嘅教训教导我哋点样彼此相爱呢
？But the Bible tells us how we ought to love one another.
嗰个原则系喺边度呢
？Where's the principle behind it？
第一点我要弟兄姊妹知道嘅就系呢个彼此相爱系主嘅命令。
The first principle is that to love one another is a command from the Lord。
你知道命令咧？如果系命令咧，即系冇得拣嘅。
So you know if it's a commandment, you don't have a choice。
唔系话你可以做，可以唔做。
It's not whether or not you want to do it or you don't want to do it。
而系一定要做。
That you have to do it。
所以喺啊，唔系，系咪呢度？主嗰个话就系话，我赐俾你哋一条新嘅命令，乃系叫你哋彼此相爱。
And the Lord gave a new commandment is that we love one another。
咁啊，然后主又喺路加福音嗰度讲到话，要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你嘅神，又要爱邻舍如同爱自己。
And in Luke, it also tells us that you are to love your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself.
彼此相爱是这样的。
This is how we ought to love one another.
彼此相爱的意思就是说你将自己放在别人的立场上面。
To love one another means that you have to place yourself in the shoe of the other person.
彼此相爱不是只是说Nice guy, I love you.
To love another is not simply to say, give him a big hug and say, oh, I love you so much.
而是你站在对方的立场上面为别人着想。
But are you able to step into the shoe of another person and to think in place of them?
你怎样爱自己？圣经又说，就怎样爱人。
How you love yourself is how you ought to love your neighbor.
所以圣经冇话嗱彼此相爱嘅意思，即系话佢病咗你就要去探病。如果佢冇嘢食，你就要煮嘢食。
The Bible doesn't tell us.
呢我哋都知嘅。
It doesn't tell us that oh, if someone's sick, you go visit them, and if they have nothing to eat, you give them food, and that's how you love one another.
啊，冇人车你车佢啦咁，唔使叫的士啊。
If they don't have a ride, then you go give them a ride so they don't have to take the taxi.
那些都是彼此相爱。
That's loving one another.
但是 更深的一层叫彼此相爱，就是为别人着想。
But to a deeper level of that is to think of others first.
所以讲来讲去，弟兄姊妹，彼此相爱系一件好大嘅事情。
We know that to love one another is a great matter.
系好难嘅事情。
It's a very difficult matter.
但讲来讲去，彼此相爱嘅意思其实就话舍己，从自己舍己开始。
But when you break it down, it comes down to how do we love one another is to deny yourself, to say no to yourself.
如果你觉得我仲系喺呢度，你就点都冇法子彼此相爱噶。
If you think of yourself as the best, or you think of yourself really highly, then you're not able to deny yourself and love one another.
因为你又咁样谂，我又咁样谂，咁大家都要喺呢度喎，咁做咩啊？有咩嘢做出嚟咧？话。
So that does. If I think I'm the best and you think you're the greatest, then we're always standing at that distance. Nothing's going to get done.
因此，弟兄姊妹，彼此相爱唔系一个道理。
So we see that to love one another is not a
doctrine. 而系一个实际嘅生活嘅内容。
It's a realness in life.
所以。我哋存着咁样嘅心去等候主嘅再嚟嘅结果呢
？And the result of that mindset of waiting upon the Lord，
然后好使你们当我们主耶稣同他的众圣徒来的时候，我们在父神嘅面前心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可指责。
So that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints。
好，快啲讲啦。第三点
，The third point，
点样等候主嘅再嚟
？On how to prepare waiting upon the Lord return，
一个个圣洁嘅生活
，To live a sanctified life，
明讲噶啦，明讲噶啦，四章第三节
，It says it right there， sanctification，
神嘅旨意就系你哋要成为圣洁
，For this is the will of God， your sanctification。
其实咁样讲已经好清楚噶啦吓，你哋要成为圣洁。
We said it that way. It's already very clear. You need to, your sanctification.
咁咩叫圣洁啊
？So what does it mean?What does sanctification mean?
我嘅解释圣洁同你嘅解释嘅圣洁可能唔一样。
My definition of sanctification might be different than your definition of sanctification.
我的圣洁就是每一次用完厕所之后要洗手。
My standard is, each time you go to, after you use the restroom, wash your hands.
咁你的圣洁就是吃饭之前一定要洗手。或者是用那些什么
Before you eat something, you want to either wash your hands or use a sanitizer.
是吧？但是主的话跟我们说什么是圣洁呢
？But the Lord's words themselves tell us what is sanctification.
我就是讲接下来加前书吓，唔系讲其他。那个圣洁就是
I'll speak within First Thessalonians.
乜嘢？远避淫行。
That you should abstain from sexual immorality.
用圣洁尊贵守住自己的身体，不放纵私欲的邪情。
Should possess your own vessel in sanctification and honor, and not in passion of love, lust.
So, 圣洁是一件嘅事情，要但系实际系要远避淫行。
Sanctification is the matter, and to practically speaking, it's to abstain from sexual immorality.
同埋唔放纵私欲嘅邪情。
And to not be in passion of lust.
我冇好详细咁样研究帖撒罗尼加嘅社会当时嘅情况。
I didn't go into a deep detail of the condition of those in Thessalonica.
但系好多讲经家都指出，当时喺嗰个外邦嘅社会、不信嘅社会嘅里边，男女关系系非常嘅乱伦嘅乱伦。
But many commentators say that during that time, because of the Gentiles there was just a lot of immorality.
那个情况达到高点哈。
that there was a really a peak of sexual immorality.
那裡是講到真真實實的性的關係的亂倫。
So it speaks of very much about this immorality.
所以當保羅一開始要講聖潔的生活的時候，佢第一件事就話遠避淫行。
And so therefore, when Paul speaks of sanctification, the first thing he mentions is to abstain from sexual immorality.
這是保羅在神面前所看見的，然後那個要求就是這樣。
And this is what Paul was shown, and this was the standard that he had written down.
因為除了社會上的不潔淨，教會裏面神的兒女也都不見得是幾乾淨。
That not only in society itself, but the children of God were not that sanctified.
所以呢，保罗先至咁唔客气啊，咁样指出嗰件嘅事情。
That's why Paul was so direct and forward in bringing that out.
我真系冇睇见个保罗系咁白咁样讲出喺别一个地方讲呢啲事情。Nowhere
else. You see him being so direct with these matters.
所以你睇见当时嘅情形，非常嘅唔乐观。
Oh, so we see the condition there was not is very negative.
So it's not very negative.
It was very negative.
系。咁其实咧，你如果放眼睇下嗰个时嘅情形，同今日我哋嘅情况，社会嘅情况系一样。
So we see the condition those days and we see society nowadays is very similar.
通什么通奸啊，性关系嘅随便啊，泛滥到一个地步，无可收拾嘅。
That we see that there's no end to the immorality even today.
我哋旧阵时啊，我哋旧阵时啊，
we think back,
见到两个人相爱咧，咁啊，好含蓄嘅。
So we'll see. Back then, when
before you were born, back then.
Okay, back then, when we there were everyone was very more was more reserved.
啊，即係緊係拍緊拖啊，咁都唔敢隨便啊拉下手啊咁樣。
That even if they were dating, they didn't even want to hold each other's hands.
但係而家咧，第一次見面啊，第一次約會啊，就可以一齊過夜㗎啦。
That in today's society now, you can spend the night with somebody on the very first date.
你哋喺讀書嗰啲，讀到中學，如果你仲未曾有男女朋友，又有啲咩 experience 嘅，人哋都話你落伍啦，係嘛？
That nowadays, if you're in middle school and you haven't had a boyfriend or girlfriend, you're already behind.
或者我哋睇见呢啲咁嘅电影，如果冇一个性爱嘅镜头，嗰出戏都唔系几卖座。That
nowadays, if there aren't anything sexual in a movie, then it's not going to sell very well.
所以弟兄姊妹，细分一下喺讲台讲唔出嘅好多嘢。And
actually, we can't even go into more detail with some of these things that we cannot speak about.
所以保罗话要成为圣洁。
Therefore, Paul reminds them that you need to abstain from sexual immorality, be far away from passion of lust.
其实圣洁啊，这个字,
In fact, this word sanctification,
不是说干净,
holiness itself,
不污糟,
doesn't mean to be clean and not dirty.
而是分别为圣的意思。
The meaning is to be separated.
消極的就是說脫離罪。
Actively speaking, it means to turn away from sin.
不沾染這個世俗。
And not to touch anything of this world.
積極的就是說我們要奉獻給神，服侍神。
Actively speaking, it says, passively speaking, it says it's to be dedicated to God, to serve the Lord.
完全的服在主的權柄的底下。
To be completely under the authority of God.
所以, 聖潔是內在的,
Holiness is within.
整個的連是整個的內心,
it's everything within your heart.
而在聖潔也是外在的。
But there's an element of holiness outwardly, it is connected with how we live our lives. That if we do not be attached to the things of this world and we turn away from these worldly things,
单以神的话成为标准, 单以神的事成为我们尽力的根据,
and to use the word of God as our standard, to be to use His word as our certainty.
结果这样来保守我们自己,
if we are able to maintain that, then we are we are living a sanctified life.
So,
why is it that we need to be sanctified?
为什么要保守我们自己啊?
Why do we need to protect ourselves?
好叫我们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候怎么样啊无可知
Why must we do this? So that the God of peace Himself sanctify us, and that our spirit, soul, and our body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is how we are to prepare ourselves for the return of the Lord. To sanctify ourselves is not simply for this time we're here now. It is until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
换句话来说,也就是说,因为主的再来,
in other words, it's because of the return of the Lord that we need to sanctify ourselves.
好,最后一点,要跟弟兄姐妹交通的就是,
last point,
荣耀的盼望,
the hope of glory. We know that the Lord will return.
这个是不改的事实,
this is an unchanging fact.
是铁一般的事实,
it's a sure, third thing.
不是一些信念,你们基督教的人说的,
it's not a, just a simple belief for Christians.
而是神的启示,
it's the revelation of God.
神的启示是根据新旧约的圣经神圣经里面那个预备的意思和明显的启示而来的,
it's a very clear revelation from the Old Testament and New Testament.
而是更是主自己亲口讲的,
it's the Lord Himself speaking.
你记得主说我去是为你们预备地方,然后我们去预备好了就回来接你们到那里,
the Lord Himself said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be too, you will be too.
主的再回来,结果是什么呢?
So what is the result of His return?
为什么这么重要?
Why is it so important?
因为主再回来的时候,父的旨意就得以成全,
because on the return of the Lord, the complete will of God will be manifest. Because it tells us in Ephesians chapter
1
verse
9, that
in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, He might gather together.
几时呢?
That is when the Lord will return.
就使天上地上,
that together all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on our earth,
这个是,
in Him. This is when the will of God Himself will be manifest.
然后我们这些蒙恩的人怎么样呢?
And we who are, have been saved, will be brought into glory.
这个就是为什么这个主的再回来是一件这么荣耀的指望呢?
That's why this matter of the return of the Lord is such
glorious. 这个就是为什么一直在神的话里面不断地提醒又提醒又提醒主再回来的原因。
And this is the reason that it's mentioned so many times, the return of the Lord, the return of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个就系我哋今日等候主再翻嚟嘅原因。
So this is the reason for us today, brothers and sisters, why we wait upon the Lord's return.
所以最后讲就系话，帖撒罗尼加前后书唔单止系坚固主再嚟嘅嗰个事实。
So once again, I want to emphasize that First and Second Thessalonians is not emphasizes the return of the Lord.
更系要 帮助我们成为一个真正等候主再来的人。
But it's there to help us to be ones who are really waiting upon the return of the Lord.
我们祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we praise you and we thank you.
因为你的回来是铁定的。
Because your return is imminent.
但我们要求主将我们那个等候的意念来改变。
Oh Lord, may you change our mindset of how to wait upon your return.
好叫我们这个人，我们这个生活，我们整个都合乎你的心意。
That our lives, our entire being, be one that pleases you.
恐怕我们因着地上的小学，我们将你再回来的，和你的要求，我们是轻忽了。
Oh Lord, that we have neglected what you have shown us in your return.
求主继续用帖撒罗尼加前后书，叫我们看见主你的心意，和我们当作的。
And may you continue to show us through 1st and 2nd Thessalonians your heart and what we ought to do.
求主祝福你自己的教会。
And may you bless your own church.
你的名得着荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.